Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 8th chapter of Hilchos Gerushin. In this Perek, Rambam discusses the concept of a Tanai with regards to Gittin, making a stipulation when one gives a bill of divorce. Halach Aleph. Hamagarish al Tanai, imis kaima Tanai, hariz megreshes. Filmonos kaima Tanai, in megreshes. If somebody divorces a woman on a condition, if that condition is fulfilled, then she is divorced. If it is not fulfilled, then she is not divorced. Rambam has already explained earlier in Mishnah Torah, in the 6th chapter of Hilchos Ishas, all the different halachos relating to making a stipulation. And over there, Rambam has already explained that if somebody divorces on condition, then at the moment that the condition is fulfilled, that's when she is divorced. Lo b'shas nesinas get liyada, and not at the time when the get has reached her hand. Levikach yish ba'al vatal get ola hosav al tanai ola hasnos al tanai acher kol zman shalom niskayim tanai rishon apal b'yishegi get liyada. Accordingly, the husband has the capacity to nullify the get or to add on to his stipulation or to create a whole new stipulation as long as the initial stipulation hasn't been fulfilled, even though the get has already reached her hand. V'meisabal o avad get o nisrav kodem sheiskayim tanai in megreshes. And therefore, similarly, if the husband dies or the get is destroyed, burned, then before the stipulation has been fulfilled, she will not be considered divorced. And ideally, she shouldn't go and remarry somebody else if the stipulation has not been fulfilled. And if she gets remarried, even though the stipulation hasn't yet been fulfilled, we don't insist she divorce that new husband unless it's impossible for her to fulfill the condition. Because in that case, the stipulation has already been nullified and therefore she wasn't really divorced. In the 6th paragraph of Ishas, the Rambam has already explained that if he says to her that you'll be divorced from now or from today, on condition that such and such happen, or if he says that you are divorced on condition that you do something, in that case, as soon as the stipulation has been fulfilled, she's divorced from the moment that the get reached her hand, not from the moment that the Tanai has been fulfilled. Accordingly, in this case, he's not able to nullify the get or add on to it once the get has reached her hand. Therefore, if the get is lost or burned, or even if the husband dies before the stipulation has been fulfilled, in that case, all she has to do is fulfill that stipulation after his death even, and she's already been divorced from the time that the get reached her hands. And she's also ideally allowed to go ahead and remarry somebody, even though the stipulation hasn't been fulfilled. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe it won't be fulfilled. Since the stipulation was made in a sense that it will be from that very moment, or with the terminology of on condition that. If somebody divorces his wife on condition, whether he said from now, or whether he said if this occurs or if this does not occur, in that case, he's not supposed to exclude himself with his wife as long as the stipulation hasn't been fulfilled, unless there is one witness present. Now, we don't need a valid witness to testify in court. It could even be somebody who is a slave or a maidservant, as long as it's not her maidservant or her young child, because in that case, she won't be embarrassed to have relations in front of them. And it's well known that if he were to seclude himself with the wife in front of two witnesses at once, even if the stipulation is fulfilled later on, then it's a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. Because perhaps in that case he's had relations with her and nullified the get, as has already been explained in this section of Mishnah Torah. Now, how does a person divorce his wife on a condition? Not that he should say that you should write the get for my wife on this condition, or write it and give it her on this condition. And it goes without saying that he shouldn't write actually in the text of the get itself that he's divorcing his wife on this condition. Rather, what should he do instead? rather, he tells the scribe to write it, the witnesses to sign it, and they write a perfectly valid get without any stipulation at all. And then afterwards he hands her the get, and then at that time he says to her, oh, he either hands it over to his wife and says, here's your get, and you are divorced with it, on condition that you do such and such. Or he says to the witnesses or to the messenger to give it to his wife on condition that this and this happen. Halacha Dalet. Kasav Hatznai beget, achar shegamar lichtov toref haget, hari zeh get kasher. If the husband has written a stipulation into the text of the get itself, which he wasn't supposed to do, but it was after the major part of the get was already completed, in that case, it is still a valid get. This is true whether or not the stipulation was written before the witnesses had signed or after. If he has written it before he's written the major part of the get, again, the major part being his name, her name, as well as the time, as well as the line of you are hereby permitted to everyone. So if it's before that's been written, so in that case, it's uncertain whether or not she's been divorced, because in that case, he has still remained a partial owner. He still has contained a merit of his own in that get. Furthermore, even if he only stipulates it orally before that major part of the get was written, in that case as well, it's uncertain whether she's divorced. If somebody divorces his wife and stipulates whether in the writing after the major part was written or simply orally after the major part was written, and he said to her, you are hereby permitted to everyone, except for a certain person. And then he gave her the get on this condition. If that individual was somebody who was a non-Jew or a slave, or who was forbidden to her as a close relative, one who would qualify as an erva, such as her father, her brother, or his father, his brother, in that case, it's a valid get. Because he hasn't withheld any element of her being able to remarry in this case, because she wasn't able to marry those people anyhow. However, if that individual who is left out of being permitted to her is somebody who is forbidden to her perhaps on some other level, or he's a child, but since it's possible to have marriage with that individual, so then this is not a valid get. Because he has withheld an element of the divorce, and therefore it's not considered a clean cut, which is necessary. There's a case of doubt, though, with regards to if the person who was left out was the husband of her sister, because right now she can't marry him because of erva. But were her sister to die, she is allowed to marry him, and therefore it's uncertain whether she's divorced in that case. If the man says to the woman that you are hereby permitted to any man except for somebody who has not yet been born, or he says you're permitted to marry anyone you want, but if you have relations outside of the confines of marriage, so then it isn't simply having relations outside of the confines of marriage, then you are still considered married to me and you've committed adultery. Or if he says you're permitted to anyone who will have relations with you in the normal fashion, from the front, but if you have relations with somebody from the behind, then you are still forbidden as my wife, and therefore it's adultery. Or he says that you're permitted to anyone unless you marry them through the process of a document. Kolomar, she mutaris lis kadish kasev biyah avushtar harab isra, she says that she is permitted to become betrothed with either of the other two avenues, either through kasev or biyah, but not with a shtar. If she does through a shtar, she still remains his wife. Oh, harab mutaris lecho adam chotz meafaris nedarayach. Kolomar, lo nishar li alayach shom ishos chotz meafaris nedarayach shad ishti li neafaris nedarayach. Or he says, you're permitted to everyone except for the ability for that husband to remove any vows you take. In other words, to say that the only right that I still have over you is that I am the one who still could decide whether or not to annul your vows. Ol inyan achilas truma. Or if he says that you are hereby permitted to everyone, except with the capacity to eat truma. Ol inyan rusha. Or with regards to her inheritance. He limits it in the sense that if she were to die, he will still inherit her. With regards to all of these different stipulations, in each case, she is considered a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. If the husband says, you're hereby permitted to everyone except for Reuben and Shimon, and then he says, you're hereby permitted to Reuben and Shimon, we assume that he has made her fully divorced in that case because he's nullified the first condition, which has limited it from those two men, and he's included those men as well. However, if he merely says you're permitted to Reuben, but has still left Shimon as being forbidden, so in that case, it is not a divorce because he hasn't removed that stipulation on Shimon. Amar la, hari amutaris l'Shimon, o hari amutaris af l'Shimon, hari is a suffix gerisha. Shimon lo betirel l'Shimon Reuben b'isur omed, v'zesh amar af l'Shimon, klomar l'chol adam af l'Shimon. O shema hitirel l'kol, v'zesh amar af l'Shimon, v'uadin l'Reuben, sh'Shimon samach haya l'Reuben b'tino. If the husband instead says, you are hereby permitted to Shimon, the latter person he had mentioned, well, in that case, it's a case of doubt whether or not she's freed, whether she's divorced. Because here, it's possible that he meant Shimon, and he meant in addition to Reuben, and in addition to Shimon. Or perhaps he was really just saying Shimon in specific, and not Reuben as well. Halacha tes. Hisna la v'amar hayom ein at ishti, l'machar at ishti, ein begreshes. If the husband stipulates and says that today you are no longer my wife, but tomorrow you will be my wife, in that case she's not divorced, even though he's fully separated with her today, but since he's still held on to her for tomorrow, then she's not divorced. And therefore, the Rambam notes, in the actual wording of the get, we write from this day and onward forever. Halacha yod. If the husband says to the wife, this is your get, on condition that you never drink wine for the rest of your life, so then that's not considered a valid get because that's not a clean cut. However, he says, all the days of my life or all the days of the life of somebody else, that is a valid get. Why? Because he has divided between himself and her, because when he dies, then she'll have been divorced fully. And if that other fellow dies, then he will have lost full control over his wife in that case. And therefore, it is considered a clean cut, as opposed to in her own lifetime, where it's impossible for her during her lifetime to ever fully be separated from him. The husband says, this is your get on condition that you don't go to your father's house for the next 30 days. So then that's a valid get. If he says that you not go back to your father's house forever, that is not considered a valid get, because there's no clean cut there. Accordingly, if the husband says that this is your get, on condition that you not eat this meat forever, or that you not drink this wine forever, so that's not a valid get, because again, there's no creases, there's no clean cut. If he says only up until 30 days, then that is a valid get. If somebody says, this is your get, on condition that you not marry a particular individual, then that's not a valid get. What is that comparable to? Because this is comparable to as if he had said that this should be your get on condition that you not drink wine forever, or not go to your father's house forever, or all the days of your life. However, if he says that it's your get on condition that you not marry this individual, even up to 50 years, so then that is a valid get as long as she fulfills the condition and she not marry him all that time. And if she does marry him, so then she has nullified the get retroactively. Zansa ima avlad. Kosher, v'aget kosher, shlohesna elanisuman. If she has relations with that individual outside of the confines of marriage, then the child is not considered to be illegitimate in the sense that he is a mamzer, And similarly, the get is still valid because of the fact that he had only stipulated that she not marry that individual, not that she not sleep with that individual.
If
the husband stipulates that this is her get on condition that she marry a particular individual, not that she not marry him, rather that she marry him. In that case, if she marries him, that's a valid get, just like any other stipulation. However, the Chacham said that she is not supposed to marry that individual or anyone else. She's not supposed to marry that particular individual, lest people come to say, oh, look at the Jews, they give their wives over to one another as a gift. She's also not able to marry somebody else, because it's only going to be a valid get when that stipulation has been fulfilled, when she married that particular individual who he had said. If she transgresses and she marries that individual who he said, so then she doesn't need to divorce him. If she marries somebody else, though, before she marries that individual, so then the get is nullified. And she has to leave that new husband, and any child she might have is fully illegitimate. And she'll need a get from that second man as well. If the husband says, this is your get, however, I am still holding on to the paper itself still belongs to me, that's not considered a divorce because it lacks that clean, complete cut. However, if he says, on condition that you give me back the paper, in that case, that is a valid get, assuming she ends up giving him back the paper. If the husband has engraved the get on a plate of gold, and he gives it to his wife, and he says, this is your get, as well as the money owed to you for your ksuba, that is valid as a get, and indeed she has received her ksuba if that piece of gold is sufficient to fill the entire cost of her ksuba. And if it's not, then he has to pay the rest of her ksuba. Halacha Tes Zayin. Whenever somebody divorces his wife on a condition which would nullify the get, for example, if he had stipulated that she never eat meat all the days of her life, or never drink wine all the days of her life, or that she's permitted to everyone except for a certain person, or he stipulated some other stipulation before the writing of the major part of the get. So if that stipulation was written in the get, and then afterwards he went and he erased it, and then he gave it to her, in that case, it's unclear whether she's been divorced. It's uncertain. However, if the stipulation was only oral, in that case, then he can take it back from her and then give it back to her, this time without any stipulation or with a valid stipulation, and then she'll be divorced in accordance with those rules. If the husband had handed the get over to his wife and he had said to her, you are hereby divorced with this and are permitted to everyone except for Reuven. Therefore, if he were to take it back from her and then re-give it to her and say, you are hereby permitted to everyone, or here is your get, then she is divorced, and so too with any case similar to this. If the husband had given the wife the get on condition that she give him 200 zuz, and then afterwards he stipulates another stipulation in front of witnesses that she serve his father for 2 years. His latter words have not nullified the first ones. Rather, it's as if he said, do either one of these two conditions. She can either choose to serve the father for 2 years or hand him the 200 zuz. And neither of them join together. You can't have witnesses from the first group or witnesses from the second group join together to testify about the get. However, were the husband to have stipulated that she give him 200 zuz, and then afterwards he makes a stipulation that she give him 300 zuz in front of two witnesses, in that case, he has nullified the first stipulation of 200 and has now established that she has to give him 300. And so too with anything which is similar. Halacha Yudtes. Hesnan lesh tasa dover zeh stam. Harizeh kemifarish yom echad. Ho ablo perish kamiz matasa. If a husband stipulates that a wife has to do a particular act in order to be divorced, but he doesn't say for how long, so then it's as if he explicated one day, since he hadn't specified otherwise. Ketzad, from is going to illustrate. Amar la harizeh ketich amnash tasa imi melacha. Amnash tasham shiyas abba. Amnash tasnit yas bni. If the husband had said, this is your get, on condition that you do a particular work for me, or that you serve my father, or that you nurse my son. Im asti imo melacha o im shimshes aviv yom echad, o shenika b'no yom echad besoch hazman shaben yonek bo, hu besoch arba v'ashrim chodesh, hari zeh get. If she either does the work or serves the father for one day, or she nurses the son for one day within the time when it is normal to nurse the child, and that is within the 24 months of the child's age, then in that case, it's a valid get. However, if the son or the father dies in these examples prior to her having nursed him or served him respectively, then it is not a valid get. If he says, however, on condition that you nurse my son or serve my father for 2 years, in that case, she needs to complete the amount of time that he had explicated. If the father or the son dies during that time, or if the father says, I don't want you to serve me, in that case, it's not a valid get because the fulfillment of the condition has not occurred. And so too with every similar case.
If the husband says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz from now until 30 days.
If she gives it him within 30 days with his consent, then she is divorced. If it was after 30 days, then she is not divorced. If she gives it him by force and he doesn't want to receive it, then it's an invalid get only on a rabbinic level until she gives it with his consent.
If the husband says within the 30 days, you know what, you don't have to give it to me, I'm waiving it, then she's not divorced.
Because ultimately the stipulation hasn't been fulfilled. His waiving of it doesn't fulfill it.
If the husband dies within 30 days,
if the 30 days pass and she hasn't given it, so then she's not divorced.
If the husband says, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, and he didn't set any time, and then he died before she gave it to him, she's not able to give it to his inheritors, because he had only stipulated that she give it to him, and he's no longer around. However, in this case, the get has not been nullified, as opposed to the previous halach, where it's bound to be nullified once the 30 days pass. Here it hasn't been nullified, since he hasn't set a time.
Accordingly, even if the get is destroyed or lost or torn before man had died, nonetheless, she's not able to remarry somebody else outside of a situation of lover and marriage until she does the process of chalitza, the process with the shoe, where the brother would be sending her away. This is assuming that had been relevant if the fellow were to have died without having any children and he had a brother who would be obligated to do yibam or chalitza.
If somebody says, this is your get on condition that you give me a particular item, a particular piece of clothing, and then it gets lost or stolen, even though she gives him instead 1,000 zuz in its value,
it is still not a valid get until she gives that very item that he had specified or until he nullifies the stipulation.
If somebody was divorced on condition, and then she was betrothed to somebody else prior to the fulfillment of the condition,
if the stipulation is ended up fulfilled, so then she's betrothed.
And if the stipulation is not fulfilled, and the get has been nullified,
then she does not need a get from this second man,
because since she was still a married woman, and the get was invalid, so the betrothal that he had tried to do to her didn't take effect, and therefore she doesn't require a get from him.
However, if she didn't merely have the first stage of marriage, she had the second stage of marriage, and the get
stipulation has not been fulfilled, ubatala get, and therefore the get has been nullified, tzricha get misheni kamoshe biyarnu. In that situation, she will need a get from the second one, so that did not look like she is just leaving him without any get, as the Rambam has already explained. Have a wonderful day.